stepped up attacks in the south. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia is refocusing shelling on southern Ukraine.
Russian missiles hitting the southern city of Dnipro today. Deaths and injuries there. The Russian shelling getting so bad in the recently liberated city of Kherson, officials there are now organizing evacuations of locals. Meanwhile, Kyiv and cities across the country claw back their vital services. The critical infrastructure here, the latest target of Moscow's menace.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. President Biden enjoying the holiday weekend in Nantucket as a potential strike looms that could put another burden on the economy.
President Biden enjoying a little shopping here on the island, including venturing into a local bookstore as well. But while all seems happy on this little island, on the mainland, a different story. A railroad strike looms. Back in September, Biden took credit for averting that strike. But that deal is now in danger. This time, Biden says he's not jumping in to help negotiate, however.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Nantucket. There's been no weekend off for investigators in Idaho, where four university students were stabbed to death.
There's been a lot of chatter around here, a lot of speculation that they may be connected to two other fatal stabbing attacks around here. The most recent case involved a couple in Salem, Oregon in 2021. They were attacked in their bed while sleeping at 3 a.m. But police now say they don't believe this and a 23-year-old double homicide knife attack in nearby Pullman, Washington, about 6 miles away from here, are related to their case.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. A federal judge has denied a new trial request by the two men convicted of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, saying he found no credible evidence to convene a new hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A COVID vaccine mandate battle is playing out in a California school district.
The San Diego Unified School District is considering its next step after a second court rejected its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for students. Leaders with the district say they established the mandate to keep them safe, but the measure has been challenged by parent groups. The district also argued the mandate isn't really a mandate because students who don't comply have the option to learn from home. Critics say it's unnecessary and takes away parents and children's autonomy. Similar mandates were established in Los Angeles, Oakland, and Sacramento. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A new trend called free-range parenting, where parents make fewer restrictions on their children's actions, is becoming popular.
It also has landed some parents in hot water. Heather Wallace was arrested for letting her 8-year-old son, Aiden, walk home alone after a karate class in Waco, Texas last fall. She was charged with recklessly putting a child in imminent danger, a felony. While free-range parenting is meant to encourage independence, critics warn it could have dangerous consequences. The Department of Justice says about 350 children are abducted by strangers every year. But the founder of the free-range kids movement, columnist Lenora Scanese, says children are smarter and safer than given credit for.
Fox's Eric Sean. An Indiana police officer and his wife adopted an infant left in a safe haven box at just 24 hours old. Shelby Feltinsky on what a safe haven box is.
They are a place where a mom who maybe has an unplanned pregnancy or a baby that she can't care for can safely and anonymously surrender that child.
Indiana's safe haven laws allows moms to surrender infants anonymously by placing them in a baby box. Safe haven boxes are usually located at fire stations or hospitals. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.